Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Friday the 7th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours, and it's a tablet-free zone today because, frankly, I'm bored. Net neutrality has taken a bit of a blow because the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has decided to legislate against the FCC and stop them from doing net neutrality. In a prime example where lobbyists take the fore, the cell phone providers and ISPs have clearly bought into all of the representatives, giving them all information that now means that Julius Genachowski is perceived as the Antichrist. Yes, fantastic government. Well done, America. A man has been arrested in Pennsylvania for exploiting slot machines. Now, you're going to think this is a terrible thing. He went up, he put magnets on the outside and horrible stuff like that, but he didn't. He went up and he played the machines just like normal, and he won big. And the casinos are all saying that there was a software error which he knew about, which he exploited, which meant that he was therefore cheating. Apparently, there's a bit of cake and eat it going on here, because if a casino says that the machine has software errors, then they don't have to pay you. And also, if they find those software errors, they'll just claim that you exploited them, and you'll end up with a federal prosecution. Yeah, not good at all, really. Now, I had to read this twice and I thought it was April 1st, but apparently Tampa Airport has had to close its main runway until January the 13th. The reason is to repaint the numeric designators at each end of the runway and to redo all the taxiway signage, because the magnetic north pole has shifted so much that it no longer lines up with the figures. So they've had to redo it all. They're all suggesting as well that that's the reason that all the birds fell dead out of the sky last week. I don't think so. The new Mac App Store hit yesterday, and what a fantastic thing it was. Whilst everyone's releasing tablets to catch up with Apple at CES, Apple was saying, no, here you go, here's the next step. And they had a whole pile of stuff come out. It was great fun. I sat and played with it for quite a while, downloaded a whole load of stuff that I shouldn't have done, and there were some fantastic deals going on in there. If you wanted remote desktop, it was only £44. If you wanted Aperture 3 instead of paying £170, all you had to pay was £44 as well. What a fantastic deal that was. However, some of the people didn't get the message. Some of the crappy games that are on the iPad that really are crappy and are about 59 pence were coming out at £3.99, and a few of them came out at £8.99. There's big lessons to be learned, I think, but it'll sort itself out through natural selection. Razer Switchblade was announced at CES. It's a portable PC gaming tool, and it looks fantastic. It's got a weird little layout of keys on it, but it does look good, and it's going to take on the DS and the PSP head on. Whether it's going to take them on price, of course, they didn't tell us, so it's not very good news. But it does look nice, and if it's at the right price, it could do some good. Raycon released the Windows Media Center for $499. It's a Windows 7 Media Center. There's a surprise. The good news, I suppose, is the price isn't bad and it takes a DVD in the front. But the bad news is there's no cable card slot, so you can't buy into anything extra. You're stuck with it. And Boxy managed to sign a deal with CBS for digital content sales. There's no word on the price that they've agreed with them, but CBS doesn't make too much bad programs, so it should be very, very nice. CES saw a huge influx of tablets this year, of course, but one of the other big things that was out there, Energizer rolled out several new battery packs, including some rechargers and some portable chargers, and they also came out with a PowerMat style charging box as well. It did look very nice. And Victorinox has joined the 21st century by putting some USB sticks into their knives. Now, they've done that before, of course, but these are secure SSDs. They go up to 256 gigabits of storage, which is pretty damn good. They're also encrypted, and they've run a competition. If you can crack the code, then you're going to get $250,000 and a trip to Switzerland to see the factory. Jolly good. The Doctor Who speaker is out there. You're going to want one for certain. It's $130 to $150. It'll be available in April. And it's the Doctor Who police box, but your iPhone fits in the front. I want one already. The other thing that I wanted yesterday was the Audi Hybrid e-tron Spider. It looks stunning. It was gorgeous. It was fantastic. There was no price. It's only a prototype, so it'll probably never come and I'll probably never afford it. Planon released the Slim Scan. It is the world's smallest handheld scanner, and it is tiny. There's a picture on the video feed, and there's one on Engadget as well. Pricing starts at $120, and it's going to ship any time now, and Memjet came out with a fantastic printer. This thing does 1600 dots per inch, and it's reportedly half the cost of owning other types of colour printer. The trick behind the speed of it as well, because it is now the world's fastest printer, is that it's got 70,000 nozzles that shoot more than 7 million drops of ink per second. So it looks really, really fast, it's really, really good, but I'm sure it's not really, really cheap. Nyko released a new gaming peripheral. It's the Perfect Shot Pro. It goes with your PlayStation Move, and it's a handheld gun that sticks into your shoulder, and you can put your little nav controller in the front as well. It's $34.99, which I'd pay, I have to say. And of course, yesterday, Star Wars was officially announced. 30 hours of extra special features will be on the Blu-rays. The standard price of them is $139 for all six movies, but if you go to Amazon now, you can put your order down and wait and wait and wait for all that time, but it's going to be $89.99 at the moment. Of course, they can change their price before they're shipped, so watch out. And finally, quite possibly the worst device ever was out yesterday as well at CES. It is the Vine. It's a wearable iPhone mount. It loops around your neck and then it holds your iPhone in front of your face with your earphones. It's practically very, very good. However, you're going to look a real muppet sitting in the airport or on the plane holding this thing. Yes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook and Vimeo at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for the Bagel Tech Photo Show with Alex and Kyle. Kyle will be here with a media show broadcasting live on Ustream at 2:30, and then we'll be back again at 10 p.m. this evening for the Bagel Tech Big Show, and we've got a full house as normal. Have a good day and thanks for listening. We'll be right back.